Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me by telephone is Brad Finstead, the president of the center. And you've been spending some quality time out at the Gilfillan Estate for the big Farm Fest activities. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's been a great time out here at Farm Fest. We've had quite a few conversations at our booth out here at Farm Fest in regards to rural Minnesota. So it's been a great time so far. The weather's nicer today, the second day of it, and looking forward to the remainder of the show.
Well, there's been, of course, politics takes center stage during that event. And the first day of Farm Fest, you had congressional debate, Tim Walz and Randy Demmer. How did that go?
Well, it was interesting. It was their first real head-to-head debate, and it was nice to have it on rural grounds and really focused on rural and agricultural issues. So it was a pretty cordial debate. You know, there wasn't a lot of political fireworks. I think what we saw was what you kind of see nationwide, and that's questioning from the challenger, Randy Demmer, questioning the incumbent Congressman Walz on really the direction of where we're going as a country in regards to a lot of the policy debate that's going on in D.C. So there was a little bit more aggressive questioning on Representative Demmer's standpoint, and a little bit more defending and answering some things from Congressman Walz. And it's it's interesting. It's a lot of debate around cap and trade, carbon tax issues, and healthcare. And the new farm bill, the next farm bill, that was kind of some key areas of discussion. But all in all, it was Minnesota nice. It was pretty cordial. I think they did define themselves pretty well as some distinct differences, and give the voters some good look at who they can vote for.
And then today, this is of course being recorded on Wednesday, the 4th. And so today you had the gubernatorial debate with the three DFL candidates who are all vying for the primary election, which is coming up this coming Tuesday. And of course, the lone Republican representative on the other side of the fence, Mr. Emmer, tell us how that all went.
You know, they all really just, I think, focused in on themselves, really trying to introduce themselves to rural voters, give some, history of who they were, where they came from, what they believed in, and what they would do if they were elected governor. So, again, I think the tone today was very cordial. You know, there's a couple little barbs here and there, but that will happen in politics. But I think you really started to see some good debate. This is what Minnesotans, I know, are looking for with a new governor. We've had Governor Plenty for 8 years. This is a big big step in Minnesota. So I think a lot of people are really going to tune in, and this was really the first debate. And it really sets up the Democrat primary next week, and we'll know the final candidate after that. And I think that will then fine tune the debate till November.
Well, thanks so much, Brad, for joining us, and enjoy your time over there at the Gilfillan Estate for Farm Fest.
Thank you.
All right, take care. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. For Brad Finstead, I'm Jim Gullickson. We'll catch you next week.